Business meeting to order, January 8, 2019, and it's 6:32 PM. Ms. Long, will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly? Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Rochay?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Curtis?
Here. If I could ask that you rise with me to pledge allegiance to our flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the December 11, 2018 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections at this time, the minutes of December 11, 2018 council meeting are hereby approved. And it looks like we have some citizen comments tonight. What I'm going to do is I'll call your name and I'll ask you to approach the podium. Give us your name, your address, and the topic of discussion, please. And the first one is Adrian Hawkins. Ms. Hawkins, before you get started, just know that we will not interact with you, but we will listen to what you have to say, and we take it very seriously, what you are here to discuss tonight, so go ahead.
Again, my name is Adrian Hawkins, and my address is 120 Richmond Hill Drive, that's Asheville, North Carolina, 28806. And I'm here to discuss the Simpsonville Farmers Market today. For quite some time, vendors from your farmers market have been coming to me. I've done farmers markets for a very long time, for about 7 years. I own or operate 4 farmers markets currently. I knew Diana from the Traveler's Rest Farmers Market when it began at Trailblazer Park. I do Greer Farmers Market. I work with a local firm in Asheville. I have the Sunday Brunch Market at Brewery, at Hampton Station, and I currently have a Greenville's Winter Farmers Market at Brewery 85 called the Toasty Farm. So I'm in contact with a lot of vendors, and I've had a lot of vendors for a long time saying that the Simpsonville market was struggling. But most recently, vendors have come to me with news that the market, the current managers of the market, have been arrested for fraud. They are, I believe that Steve Hollis was the arresting officer, and they have been using counterfeit meat labels and illegally processing meat on their own property. When you have livestock, you have to take it to a facility to have it processed and properly labeled. It's a huge deal. This could cause people to get sick, and if anything were to happen, it would be devastating. Not only to whoever got sick, but to the people that were doing it. So they are copying meat labels from the processing facility, and they're not taking the meat to the processing facility, they're doing it on site. So, this is a huge conundrum because the vendors really don't know what to do, because when their boss or their market manager has done something egregious, how do you change the situation? How do you fire someone? How do you switch that? So I come here today to offer my services and petition the help of City Council that a solution is reached to replace the current market manager. I'm speaking on behalf of the vendors, some of them here today. We certainly don't want this to reflect on the Simpsonville Farmers Market moving forward. And I would love to grow the Simpsonville Farmers Market, because the story doesn't really end with the vendors that are here tonight or that are present at the Simpsonville Farmers Market. There are many vendors that have spoken up and said that they've tried to apply to the Simpsonville Farmers Market and who have tried to get into the Simpsonville Farmers Market but weren't allowed to get in due to favoritism or potential competition. So
let me stop you right
yes,
there.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me stop
yes.
you right there. Ms. Hawkins, your time's up. But
yes,
we thank
three
you.
Minutes.
We thank
just
you.
Just that much. Yeah.
We thank you for coming here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Next, we have Walter Cook.
Hi, my name is Walter Cook. I live at 121 Passy Drive in Great Court, South Carolina, 29645. I am also a vendor at the farmer's market, and we sell peaches, we sell rabbit meat, we sell produce and stuff like that. And I am very concerned about the management we have at the farmer's market because of the stuff that's happened with Steve Ellis and Buster Hill's Farm. Even in their application, it says anybody violate federal, state, or local laws should be kicked out of the farmer's market itself. And with the management system they have there now, they just forget about it just because he's Dave Ellis. Because his wife, Michelle Ellis, is the management there. So a lot of vendors are very concerned about this. They get to do what they want to do and cut out everybody else out. And we have a food truck business too. I mean, we do things the right way. All of our stuff is certified. Our process room, we're certified by the state. Our food truck is certified by DEAC. Our commissary is certified DEAC. All you have to do is do things the right way. Steve Ellis chose not to do that. And we got a copy of the ticket here. And even in their application, I can show you where it says, any state or federal laws are broken, they should be kicked out immediately. It says it right there in their own application. And I don't understand why Steve Ellis is not there. So we would love to have a new management system in Simpsonville Farmers Market, and Adrian is the person to do it. I think she'll grow with the market, we'll grow big time with the market, and as long as we got support from the city council and the city of Simpsonville, let this people all move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next on the agenda in the business portion, this will be the second reading of Ordinance 2018-09, Business License Procedures. Ms. Gracely.
Madam Mayor, members of council, I present the second reading of the ordinance to amend slightly our business license ordinance for the city. Essentially what we're trying to do, if you recall through our committee of the whole discussion and first reading, is simply to be in a uniform schedule with all of the municipalities in the state, and this is at the request of the Municipal Association. We're changing our due date, our deadline for applications for business license to May 1st. The license period would also change. Currently it's January through December, and it would now be May 1st through April 30th. So those are the only two changes being made through the amendment to the business license ordinance.
Okay, do I have a motion? Mr. Cummings.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2018-09, business license procedures.
Second. Okay, and that's with the amendments that Ms. Gracely?
Correct.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll adjourn. Thank you.